I am absolutely shocked.
This is the Holy Wit Podcast.
Shocked.
A place where we take you out of the church building.
It's like a bomb went off.
To discuss questions that will get you thinking about why we do the things we do.
Eyes wide open. For probably the first time.
We will challenge the way it's always been done.
The saying that when you see behind the veil, things change. I believe that we were shown behind the veil of the church.
As we help align what we believe with how we live our everyday lives.
How to love your neighbor as yourself. How to pray and encourage one another. How to live with and among one another.
Thank you for spending your time with us as we explore the question, why? So when I think about the question, why church, I automatically go back to growing up, and church is something that we just did every week. We went every Sunday to the building, went through the ritual, and that's really what it was a ritual. It was a practice, and never really questioned why. But as I got older, and more recently, and I started looking at it going, why? Why go to the building? Why is there this need to go to the same place every week? And how is it effective? And for me, church has always been the draw to church, and actually saying church not as the religious organization or the business of the church, but more about the people. If we are actually truly living the way that Jesus taught, where he said, go out to the neighborhoods and good news them, tell the people the good news, show them the good news, touch the untouchables, heal the sick, cast out the demons, and be with the people. That is what has always been appealing to me about the church, in quotes. The body of God, the people of Jesus going out and just being where they're placed. And that to me is the appealing aspect of that, is that when we start to live that way, truly live that way, then lives change around us. People's lives change around us. Our homes become those little kingdom outposts in the world. The light and the salt Jesus talked about that people are drawn to, because it's a place of peace, it's a place of encouragement, it's a place of healing, it's a place of restoration. And I honestly, in my life, I have not seen that in going to the church building every week. You know, it's what I've seen is people going to the building, sitting in rows, just like school, looking at the back of somebody's head, listening to somebody up front tell everybody what they think is in the scriptures, and we actually then walk away and within minutes forget most of what we even heard, let alone putting into practice, because we get back into the stream of our busy daily lives with family and so on, and we just don't live it out. And so I've moved from a point in my, you know, and struggled with this over the past few years, that, you know, we talk about people leaving the church, and we've asked the question, why have people left and not gone back? And I honestly believe it's because people left, especially during COVID, couldn't go to the building, and they realized, I'm really not missing anything here. Nothing has really changed. When I was actually working in the church and believed that that was what I should have been doing, my goal always was to disciple people, to train others in what I had learned to do. So when it came to things like deliverance and setting the captive free, allowing Jesus to work through us to do that, you know, the goal was to teach others to do it so that they could then teach others and duplicate that in the lives of each other, and then take that outside of that building back into their homes and their communities and their families and extended families and spiritual families. And unfortunately, I didn't see that happening. I just saw people that kept coming to the building because they needed to talk to the quote unquote professionals, and the lineup just getting longer and longer because the need was great, but as the Bible says, the workers were few.
Now let's rewind the clock back to 2018. It definitely is not the beginning of the decline in the church, but it is a period of time right before 2020 where the pandemic came and exposed many things within the church. But back in 2018, Lifeway Research identified why the church was in decline at that time. And what they identified as the main problem, if you can believe this or not, the main problem to the decline in the church that they had identified was church membership and attendance. The two go together. They're not two separate issues. They are one cohesive unit, church membership and church attendance. That was what they identified was the main reason to the decline of the church. We simply did not have enough church members, and that is affecting our church attendance. So the strategy that they built, their five-point strategy that they built around this, goes as follows. Number one, raise the expectations of membership. They went on to say, you may be surprised at how many church members don't really think that it's important to be an active part of the church because no one has ever told them differently. Number two, require an entry class for membership. And by doing so, the church makes a statement that membership is meaningful. The class should also be used to state the expectations of what a committed member of the church looks like. Number three, encourage ministry involvement, because they saw that members become less frequent attendees because they have no ministry role in the church. They do not feel like they're an integral part of the church, and therefore it's too easy to skip out on church if you're not responsible for anything. Number four, offer more worship times. That the culture is a 24/7 population, so some members have to work during the worship services. And they talked about offering Saturday services and Sunday services because some people need to work and have other obligations on Sunday mornings that takes them away from church. And number five, monitor attendance of each member. They identified the problem erroneously in church attendance and church membership. They did not, and I found this very interesting, how they did not look at discipleship. They did not look at the spiritual life. They did not look at people's relationship with God. It's like these things did not concern them. They were focused on church membership and church attendance. They totally missed the main reason behind the decline in the church. It has nothing to do with church membership. It has nothing to do with putting on a class and teaching people what it looks like and what the expectations are to become a church member. That has zero zilch, nothing to do with the decline in the church. The decline in the church has everything to do with a lack of discipleship, a lack of connection, a lack of concern over one's spiritual life. They did it to themselves, really, in creating a consumeristic mentality among those who attend church. And if COVID did anything, it exposed the church for what it really is. It's a business. And perhaps the number one reason why pastors are burning out at a rate of 40%, it's 2 out of every 5 pastors are burning out and leaving the ministry, because what they were told it was, to counsel those people in their walk with Christ, is not what it turns out to be. The expectations that they are now a CEO of a large corporation. And these large corporations, now called the church, are bogging your pastors down with piles and piles and piles of administrative paperwork that they have to complete, leaving very little time to actually disciple people, to actually be connected with people, and to be part of their lives in a loving your neighbor, in a family-type manner, in such a way that how they are connecting with their people can be reconciled with what we read in Scripture as to how we are to live and function among each other in authentic community.
And so, for me, you know, going back to that question of why church, it's the why now becomes why church being why the people of God? Why are the people of God needed now to be living in their identity, to be living in their inheritance more than ever, is because things in our culture are shifting very quickly. And we need to be that light. We need to be that place of truly that restoration for people to come in their lives, whether it's their for their marriages, for their relationships, for their emotional healing, for their physical healing, for deliverance from addictions, deliverance from the demonic influence. When we start to actually be the church right where God's got us, when we live in our neighborhoods, connect with the people there, learn to be generous, right? I'm not talking about giving to the building fund. I'm talking about, you know, giving to our neighbors who are in need, whether it's in money or deed or time. When we're actually living this way, we will have a greater impact, and we'll start to reverse what the church hasn't done for the past decades when it comes to discipleship, when it comes to actually teaching and training others in the way of Jesus. And so why church? Why not? I think the greatest thing that can happen is if we start to live this way, we're going to start to see what we saw in the early church when the disciples went out. They ate together, they lived together, they hung out together, and they literally shifted the world that they were living in. We want to hear from you. If you'd like to share the reasons why you go to church, feel free to comment on the blog post page on our website, warriornations.ca. That's warriornations with an S, .ca.